If you can open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 through 49 is what we're going to look at today. And we've seen that Paul has been addressing the incorrect beliefs the Corinthians had about the resurrection. One of them being from the Gnostic philosophy, which considered the body to be evil and the spirit good, thus the resurrection of a corrupt body would not happen, as the resurrection itself was a good thing. How could you bring up a crumb-bum body? Another belief was that our bodies would be resurrected just as they are now. And this teaching basically came from Job. Some of the rabbis actually taught this. And when Job was answering his buddy Bildad, the Shuhite, and he was talking about the Redeemer, he said this in Job chapter 19, I'll start in verse 23. Oh, that my words were written, oh, that they were inscribed in a book, that they were engraved on a rock with an iron pen and lead forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. So thus they believed and thought we would be resurrected in our flesh to meet God. What they probably didn't understand, or maybe even couldn't explain, was Job said, after my skin was destroyed, thus maybe decomposed, dead, and then resurrected. Then there were the ones who just couldn't come to believe we would be resurrected at all, flesh or spirit. And we see forms of this when they ask silly questions of us today. Questions to throw you off or ridicule you. We even have some Christians who question how. So you have questions like, how will God restore those lost at sea? You know, I watched a YouTube video, and there was a bunch of forensic scientists, and they were trying to figure out how long a body lasts at sea. You know, because if you go into a room and somebody is killed or something like that, they can take the body temperature and say, oh, this is approximate time of death. But they didn't really know at sea, different levels or different depths. So they used a pig, which pretty much matches our skin. It's close, to do the test. And they found in depths where the O2 was good that the body would sit there for a while until like a shark or other prey would swim by and take a bite out of it. Then all the crustaceans would go after it. But you had to have the bite out first. Then the crustaceans, the shrimp, and all that that normally would eat that went after it and cleaned it out. In water that was a little deeper, where the O2 content was a little greater, they put a cage around it because they didn't want the predators. They just wanted to see how long the body would last. So you had these little microbes, green things, and they just covered the body. I don't ever know if you've ever seen like a dead animal covered like in larvae, especially cows on a farm when they die. It's just, oh my gosh. Well, this thing covered the entire body. The little fish couldn't even get in to get a bite. And it was gone in 3 to 4 days. It was just bones. So how good God raised them from the dead, where every molecule of the body is somewhere else. Think about it. What about plane crashes? What about cremation? How does that affect our bodies during the resurrection? So Paul is going to answer these types of questions in verse 35. He's going to actually ask it, and then he's going to later on answer it. So let's read through these and then unpack them. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Foolish one! What you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that the body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption and is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and then afterwards the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the ability to come together here, Father, in this building. We thank you for every place that you provided for us to meet, Father, in fellowship.